The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. WHKP, it is 8:46 and time for our Friday feature of the George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero. And, of course, it's brought to you by our friends at George Real Estate. Noah George himself comes to join us.
Well, grateful to be here. And the George Real Estate Group is just, it's an honor and privilege to sponsor the Hometown Heroes series every Friday morning. Randy, I know you and I mean, we both look forward to this each week.
We do, and we've met over the years of doing this on Friday morning. We've met some of the movers and shakers in the philanthropy community of our county, and it's a great job to do. It really is.
It truly is. And again, it's amazing the community that we live in, and I think it's one of the things that makes this area so desirable. People experience the kindness and the generosity, and they want to be part of it too. And they see something within themselves, and they say, I want to be involved in the community. And so people are moving here from all over, and it's a very active community.
You see a lot of new faces coming to our area in the real estate world, right?
Oh, we do. And of course, we're helping people and locals that are buying and selling and staying in the community. And then we have, you know, a lot of people that are moving into the area. You know, even I joke, I got here as quick as I could when I was 6 years old. My family moved here when I was a kid. And so, and people are continuing to come here. And some people are bringing their jobs with them. Some people are retired and then they move here. I mean, there's all different reasons why people move to the area.
And you guys help a lot of people at the George Real Estate Group. Get us in touch with you guys.
Well, we do. And we're honored to serve the community through real estate. You can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. You can also call us directly at 828-393-0134. You can also stop by our office at 2720 Greenville Highway there on Rainbow Row. We're in the blue building, and we'd love to meet you, love to help. It's confidential. There's no pressure. There's no cost. There's no obligation if you're just curious what your home is worth. And I have to say real quick, the market is still moving. It's moving quite well, actually. I mean, there's 121 single-family homes a month selling. We have low inventory, less than a two-month supply, and the average single-family home price is appreciating because of the low inventory. Our average single-family home price is at $525.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much. I know you had a couple of open houses last weekend.
And they're already under contract. Did have the open house, and it went really well. And one of the two is under contract. The other one's getting a lot of activity. Again, just if you price your home right, you're going to get more than you probably ever expected. I mean, because the market's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
But we are still seeing multiple offers. We're still seeing bidding wars. I mean, it's still happening.
That's amazing. Well, Noah, join me in welcoming Becky Garrett. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you here with us. We've been talking about you all week.
Oh.
And talking about all of the things you do in our community. I believe you might have the longest resume of giving of any of our hometown heroes. You are involved in so many different organizations. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right. Yes, sir. Well, first of all, there's no good in me except Jesus Christ. And I've been called out into our Jerusalem, which is our local area. That's what the Word of God says. So I'm generations here, generations in Polk County. And so I love our community. You see my Edneyville Yellow Jackets. I graduated from Edneyville High School and love Edneyville and love what's going on in our area and the opportunities of reaching out. Okay, so we're reaching out in the opportunities of feeding people. We're reaching out into being a chaplain at EMS, you know, in those local opportunities and supporting Storehouse and Back on Track and Waters of Hope. Yeah, Angie's a good friend, and I love how she loves on ladies who've had breast cancer.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I know your faith is, I mean, it's everything to you, mm-hmm. and it really is the compelling, what, you know, people ask, why are you doing what you're doing? But it's mm-hmm. your faith.
That's why.
You shared a little bit about this all started in some information I got here about when you were a child and mm-hmm. your ministry, you say, started when you were in fourth grade.
I think I was called into ministry when I was in the fourth grade, very much so. And reaching out to those who people don't necessarily reach out to. So, yes, I believe that, yeah.
And so you went to school here in Henderson County, and
yes,
then tell us about your path.
Okay.
Your path, you know, over the years. I mean, you went to school, and then you've been involved in all these nonprofits. I mean, over the years,
mm-hmm.
And again, tell us about some of these communities.
Well, I did go to college. I do have a degree. I have been to Fruitland Baptist Bible College as well. You know, I have a bachelor's from Mars Hill, associates from there. I have been on staff at a church and women's ministry. Basically for 16 years. I'm not there now. The Lord's called us out into a small home church in our area in Eddyville to reach out to our local area, which is wonderful. You know, when the food boxes came during the pandemic, we as a small church with other churches, you know, we don't go out all the time by ourselves. We go out with other churches as well. And we had incredible support from other churches. But I'd say we gave out, I don't know the number, but at least 1,500 food boxes in the Eddyville Dana area during that time.
Well, you have a food truck, a taco truck. I see you smile when
yes.
we bring that up. So tell us about the taco truck.
Well, the Lord has provided a taco truck to go out and to feed the impoverished nutritious meals, which will be tacos, yeah. So we're going to taco about Jesus when we go out, and we're going to go into places other people don't go. You know, we're going to go into trailer parks that seemed, you know, unreachable. We'll go straight on in and start giving out food, hot meals. We'll go to places that may just have four children, but we'll go give a hot taco, you know, and a nutritious meal to them. You know, years ago, I remember encouraging the lady that does meals on the bus. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, we can do this. And we can get the food truck and take it into places that are unreached. And so that need supplement. We have quite a bit of malnourishment in Henderson County, and we have the impoverished that may be kind of hidden from.
Well, it's true. There's two sides of the coin here. We got great prosperity, but there's
yes.
also great need
yes.
here in the community.
Yes, there is.
And your church, you're meeting mm-hmm. the needs, and
yes.
I mean, just the basic need of food.
Of food. That's your basic need. Absolutely. Then we teach them about the great need, which is Jesus Christ.
You also serve as the chaplain for the local
EMS.
EMS, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had them in here last week.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yes. And they were talking, and we were honoring
Jimmy Stepp.
Jimmy Stepp, the late Jimmy Stepp. And I bet you crossed paths with him.
Well, I'm new into EMS chaplainship, but my husband knew him from years ago, volunteering at the fire department in Andyville.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So we're like volunteers, if you want to say it, for years in our area.
Well, I know they, you know, those guys and gals who volunteer at the rescue squad and EMS, and
yes.
they see some horrific things.
Yes, sir, they do. They do. So we want to be there to listen. We want to be there to love, and we want to be there to lift them up.
Well, tell us about your family, Becky.
Oh, I've been in just a few months. I've been married 40 years to Bobby Garrett. We have one son, and we are leaving tomorrow. Well, we're not tomorrow. We're leaving today in about an hour to take food to West Virginia. There are such impoverished there. They don't have enough food. So the Lord provides for people, give to us, and we give to others. And we're also in the community doing that as well, plus in West Virginia.
Are there ways that our listeners can donate and give to, I mean, is it a specific nonprofit that's doing this with you and your husband?
Well,
Or through your church?
I hate to even bring that up, but that's what the Lord says to do. So we have Adonai Church, which is a 501 that is providing for West Virginia. We have a midlife mission that is providing the meals. They will, you know, as you give, basically, we will take out, everything will go into the food prep, food purchase. You know, like I say, the truck is already ready. It has it all, its permits. It has all of that. I have my serve safe, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
And when the money comes in, we have fed three times so far, but we plan on feeding at least twice a month out into these impoverished areas. So that's a midlife mission. Basically, that would be a check, but now you can go on Adonai Church and give on the website. We're working on the website for a midlife. We're not quite there. We're really close. But I am Becky Garrett, Becky@AdonaiChurch.org.
So people can reach out.
Yes.
You said you have been serving locally here for so many years, but you kind of got a feeling to go outside the borders of the U.S. and do some service.
Yes, sir. I have been Cuba, Ukraine during the war in helping feed the children there. Hungary and Romania, Haiti and South Africa. So my heart's desire would to go help in Israel. That would be where I want to go next.
Well, gosh.
It really puts perspective on things when you mm-hmm. when you go around the world.
Yes, we are very blessed.
We are.
We are really very blessed. Are.
Yes, traveling abroad will open your eyes to a lot. Well, again, make sure that we know how to get in touch with you and make a contribution or come help cook some tacos.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. So, is it okay just to leave my cell number and then
absolutely.
You contact
me? Yeah, people can reach out to the radio station and we can contact her. If you feel comfortable giving your cell out now, that's fine too.
I am 828-776-9630.
Great. And that's where you can find Becky Garrett and contribute to her ministry of feeding the hungry in our area. Becky, Noah has got some certificates here.
Thank you, Noah.
Actually, there's some certificates in there for food.
Local gift certificates.
Sure. Thank you.
We would like for you to make sure you use for yourself because I know you get hungry too.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you.
But I can see the kind of person you are that's the first thought that hits your mind when somebody gives you a free certificate for a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You're going to give that to somebody, I'm
How
sure.
How did he know that?
But again, we thank you so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you so much.
We love talking about people who give back to their community, and you are certainly one of those people. And it's all brought to you by the George Real Estate Group. We've got about a minute left, Noah, to wrap up and thank Becky.
Yeah, and again, Becky, we're so grateful for what you do. And maybe just real quickly, what would you say to somebody that's thought about volunteering? I mean, like, it's you have to take that first step. Like, and it's so, as much as you're giving, you get so much in return, too. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. You want to help, you call me. I'll let you help the homeless on Mondays and put you on the taco truck. Sure.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, and just grateful to honor you, Becky, and the work you're doing, and grateful to sponsor the Hometown Heroes series here at WHKP. It's amazing, and you can, if you didn't get to hear the whole interview this morning, you can go to our podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast. We podcast all of our radio shows, and you can subscribe to the Hometown Heroes series.
You can also contact the George Real Estate Group at
828-393-0134 and find us online at realestatebygreg.com.
And you can go to whkp.com and fill out a recommendation for someone to be our hometown hero each Friday morning at 8:45. Have a great weekend, everyone. It's Super Bowl weekend ahead.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you, My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing. Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.